Have you read any of his books?
No.
I know Casey, and I know the woman, the most famous in America, Bill Dixon, the crystal ball lady, and I have read her books as well. And I know positively that she is wrong, because the time already has passed when she has gone to see about some event in 1981 and 82. And the 1981 and 82 have passed and no such event took place. And one of her followers met me in America in 1978. And I said, I don't have much time for reading all about her or by her, but better bring one book and we'll pinpoint certain prophecies and see what happens. So, in the first instance, one of the prophecies was obviously totally wrong. He said that Christianity would then spread all over the world. So I said, if this is the limit of a prophecy, or the quality of a prophecy, I know what she is and I know her maybe very well now. So later on, one of those prophecies which I'm mentioning, that I pointed particularly, I hope we both live to see that she'll be too wrong there. And she is too wrong.
However, this person, he made thousands of prophecies in his own time and for the near future, and also for the future ahead. And he came before Hazrat Ghulam Muhammad. And,
you know, what the fundamental point is to study the book and find out for yourself. That's very important. Because it's not necessary that all the prophecies be fulfilled in exactly the same manner as they are predicted. And it's not always necessary that a person who is making a prophecy, who making prophecies, is a false man or a fraud. All about that person has to be first understood and analyzed before we give a verdict. It's very important. And comparisons cannot be made unless you know both the person and their claims and their environment before making such comparisons. So prophecies can be based on scientific knowledge. And such people who make prophecies on scientific knowledge, they never claim to be prophets. And if those prophecies come to be fulfilled, there is no harm whatsoever. Because we know there are signs in the creation to which the Holy Quran repeatedly refers. Why don't you read the signs? Why don't you read the writings on nature? So those signs can be interpreted by some, both in relationship to the past and in relationship to the future. So if somebody bases his prophecies on such knowledge, there is absolutely no harm, and no comparison should be drawn between such a person and a prophet. Because the nature of prophecies made by the prophet are, number one, fundamentally different in character. Number two, they are not just wild jumps of imagination. They have a certain message, a certain philosophy, and a certain direction. Thirdly, as Hazrat Hussein Maud has very clearly pointed out, that a prophet's prophecy always bears the character of Allah's aid for that particular prophet and his support to that particular prophet. An ordinary soothsayer has no such character to her or his prophecy. There is no element of her victory or his victory. They are unrelated events to him or her personally which are being told. So, the comparison does not, there is no comparison to be made. In fact, they are two different things. It's like comparing a human being with a monkey or even a lower placed animal. So, sometimes, if somebody has made a prophecy and it is fulfilled and he says, I heard that from Allah, there is no harm in that either. the harm would be only when he makes the prophecy and declares to the world that Allah has authorized me to speak on his behalf to you and to make you follow me on the authority of my Lord. That is the sort of prophecy which is never tolerated by Allah, and such a person and his following are destroyed too. So, you should not be confused about the nature and the character of prophecy, otherwise you may begin to draw wrong conclusions. Sometimes a pious man, even if he is not a Muslim, but basically he is sound and pious, he can be shown good dreams, and we know in the world many Christians are being shown dreams which come to fulfill. And many atheists as well receive specimen information from Allah, so that Allah makes the whole world aware of the fact that the phenomena of this nature continue, goes on, so that they have evidence in every region and in every people that something like this does happen. So when a prophet speaks to them, it should not be a completely strange phenomenon. As a specimen, this world continues to happen, but it's not a sign of somebody's truth. That is different. There are so many other things which pop up and which come into picture before you begin to judge someone. Once, traveling in a train, I was speaking to someone, some officers from Air Force traveling along with me. And we started discussions, and I was speaking to them. And they were quite intelligent and logical in the Air Force. So naturally, they were influenced by Andreas because Andreas is logical. And there was one person sitting who was becoming more and more restive as he got into it. So, you know, you see agony on his face. So, when he couldn't put in a word because he knew that he would not be able to undo the influence, so he thought of a clever device. At that time, we were discussing some prophecies of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, their nature and how they were to be fulfilled, and the prophecies belonging to future in particular. And some I mentioned which have already been fulfilled. We suddenly asked, and can I say a word? I said, oh, why not? Why not? He said, there is a sea in near Pindi, whom I know personally. He made such and such prophecy. And it was fulfilled exactly like this, despite the fact that so and so judge had declared that case to be, declared the case against some party, and this he said, no, you are ultimately going to win. Nothing will happen to you. And despite the fact that odds were against that party, he ultimately won. And so he voted one or two years. After he had finished, I said, after all that, can you call that being a liar? He said, no. I said, this is exactly my case. If such thing happens to someone, you can't call him a liar. If he also claims that Allah has made him a prophet, you have to accept him. In case of Hazrat Mirza Sahib, he has made that claim, and in case of that priest, no claim is made. So you treat him as a peer and believe in him as a messenger of Allah. So, prophecies are just by themselves nothing. What they are about, what is the nature of the subject revealed, and what is the message, that is what differentiates a prophecy of a prophet from the rest of such prophecies.